charm around your neck, strung out and thin, calling some friend, trying to cash some check. He's acting dumb, that's what you've come to expect. Needle in the hay, needle in the hay, needle in the hay, needle in the hay. He's wearing your clothes, head down to toes, a reaction to you. You say you know what he did, but you idiot kid, you don't have a clue. Sometimes they just get caught in the eye, you're pulling him through. Needle in the hay, needle in the hay, needle in the hay, needle in the hay.
Hey. Hello, folks, and welcome back to your lovely, wholesome, warm, and loving indie wake-up call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM, which you can also listen to on CFRC.ca or any of the various radio apps that you can find in the app store.
So, no excuse if you're ever tuned out.
Yep.
That's because you're a bad person, so.
Finally, somebody says it.
Okay, you know who else is a bad person?
No, we're not. We have to tell them what they heard first.
Okay,
nice
so
try.
Had a good segue.
I know. Well, put a pin in that. First, we just heard Tops, Annihilation. That's a brand spanker from them. Before that, we heard Elliot Smith with his track Needle in the Hay, which greatly inspired Phoebe Bridgers and her song Scott Street, which is about a terrible person.
Okay. I'm mad at the Oshiega lineup people.
Yes.
Like the people that plan the festival. They are not making it easy to be a music lover and get your full $400 worth of this festival.
Yeah,
just a reminder that this festival is like $400. So,
it's kind
hater
of
hater mode activated.
Ridiculous.
So we are going next week. We'll let you know how it goes. We haven't been since like 2015 or something. 2017. Yeah. So a long time. This is like, woo, go us. We're going to have fun. It's going to be great. But they've put all the acts at the same time as each other.
Yeah, which is not conducive.
There's sometimes no avoiding it. You have like six stages. You have a lot of acts to go in one day. But the headliner should not go at the same time as someone else. Other than maybe an EDM person, because I don't care about EDM, and I feel like they're always just doing their own thing in some weird stage where everyone is on drugs. So, like, okay, whatever. You guys go do that over
there. But for us normies...
Yeah, because...
Give them some examples here.
On the first day, the Friday, we have The Killers and Doechii at the same time. Those are the two biggest names on Friday.
That's the headliner and co-headliner competing with each other.
And I would love to see both of them, and that's very rude. And also, The Killers, start before Doechii starts and end after Doechii ends. Mm-hmm. So there's, literally, you can't even, I'll see the first bit of something.
Yeah, you can't
I
want to
see the whole Killers set, obviously. But now I won't see Doechii.
Yeah.
I
would say
it's so annoying. Okay, then the next day on Saturday, this day I actually don't care about as much. This is going to be a really niche thing that literally no one else is going to have this problem except me. But Shaboozy and TV on the Radio at the same time.
That one theoretically is actually a good sort of breakup by them. It's just that we check both of those boxes.
I want to see Shaboozy and TV on the Radio. This should not be too much to ask. I just feel literally perfectly spaced out every single act that if you want to and you run very fast, you can see everything except the EDM people. I just feel that's a perfect solution. Mm-hmm. Why overlap anything at all?
But Sunday's egregious.
Yeah, okay. And then Sunday, we have Olivia Rodrigo and Jamie XX at the same time, which makes me cry because those are the two people I also wanted to see on Sunday. And again, it's Olivia Rodrigo starts before Jamie XX and ends after. And obviously, we're going to see Olivia Rodrigo because,
to see Olivia Rodrigo
would be $400 on its own.
Yeah.
Whereas Jamie XX, I've seen him five times and he just came to Toronto. But he's so good. Mm-hmm. Literally... This is tragic. So anyway, just lots of things like that over and over again. We have the Dare and Royal Otis at the same time.
That's tough.
So frustrating. I don't even know what to do about that one. That one's actually a coin flip for me.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm leaning towards the Dare, but that's just because I love to dance. Dean's not a dancer, so I don't know.
No, I'm more of a fighter than a dancer.
Are we human or are we dancer? We're going to find out.
I'm more of a human.
So, anywho. Also, it's only 2 p.m. to 11 p.m. every day or whatever. Just start it at noon. Space it out more, you know?
Agreed. Totally agreed.
That still gives you time to sleep in. What are we doing here?
What are we doing indeed?
Anyway, we'll let you know how Oshiega goes. Hopefully it's the most fun time ever.
I would hope, yeah.
Yeah.
We got a new single from Mac DeMarco. He's got a music video for this too, if you like that. If you want to see him in Toronto, too bad. He sold out two dates at Massey Hall in early December.
It's like December 8th and 9th or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, check out some scalpers. Do your thing. If you want to see Mac DeMarco, like, I love Mac DeMarco, and I've seen him lots of times before, and I think he puts on a great show. I don't love Massey Hall, and I also feel that he is quite low-key to be at Massey Hall. Like, obviously it makes sense because you're sitting at that venue, but just, like, if I'm sitting and the music is chill, I'm just like, this is not really a concert, Chris. Yeah. Like, let's come on. So, okay. Anyway. But well, you might feel differently.
Here's Holy, Mac DeMarco.
Miracle. Reveal yourself to me. Miracle. Your help could set me free. Miracle from above.
Holy.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Kate Yawn with her track Graceland. Before that, we heard Luke Roberts and Kurt Vile with their track Classic Love. And Mac DeMarco at the top, of course, with his brand spanker Holy. Folks, it's now time for your Isopanisad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where we talk about a Mountain Goat song for longer than the Mountain Goat song runs. And this week, we of course have to honor the dearly departed Ozzy Osbourne. I think you could make a strong argument that he was, in fact, the craziest white boy to ever do it. Black Sabbath frontman. He lived, I think he would be the first one to tell you, much longer than his pharmacological regime would have you believe. He's been quite the muse for the Mountain Goats. There are, by my count, 6 songs about Ozzy Osbourne across the Mountain Goats discography, including this one track we're going to be playing from Marsh Witch Visions, which is an EP about Ozzy Osbourne. There's a lot of stories about Ozzy that John likes to return to. We can sort of eschew
the more problematic elements of his history, what with biting the heads off bats and pigeons and all. We don't even know how many heads he's bitten off in his career. This is a man who, like, worked at a slaughterhouse since he was, like, a teenager. He was, like, so inured to, like, violence to animals. Not that I'm excusing it. He was just, like, this working class kid who, like, had no impulse control whatsoever. And if his friend said, like, oh, hey, like, break into the bar and take the till or, like, take that TV out of the window, he would just do it, you know? So his dad buys him all sorts of, like, mics and gear and guitars and is like, just do music. Just, like, stay at home in the garage. Just don't go out. And that became Black Sabbath, named after, of course, a Mario Bava film. Yeah, just such an interesting guy, such, like, a strange story. This song that we're going to play is called California Jam. This was, of course, a 1974 music festival. April 6th, 1974 music festival that took place in Ontario, California. That was one of Black Sabbath's, like, big events in America. A huge deal. This song is about footage of them exiting a helicopter and getting ready to go on stage. Rest in peace, Mr. Ozzy Osbourne. May you ride forever among the ghosts of Birmingham that are so mentioned in this song. Here is California Jam by the Mountain Goats.
Here we go. The California Jam. One, two, three, and...
Helicopter in from Los Angeles, landed Ontario. There's guys with cameras. Hey you, can I get a quick interview? Beat up stretch limousine to the speedway in the baking sun. Stay high all day. Take to the stage, lords of the age. Drums rolling like buffalo down the plain. I am an oncoming train. Me and the ghosts of Birmingham. Me and the ghosts of Birmingham. Light rigging overhead. Rainbow behind. The cloudless sky and the infinite distances in my mind. Arms in the air, sun in my hair. Rise like dancers, stick the landing. Feel kind of beautiful. Everybody here is beautiful. That's just how I feel. And it's real. Drums rolling like buffalo down the plain. And I am an oncoming train. Birmingham. Me and the ghosts of Birmingham.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard No Joy with their track My Crud Princess. How's that for a title? Before that, we heard Neurotypes, Love in Blue, and at the top, California Jam by the Mountain Goats for, of course, the Oz Man.
Yeah, and just a reminder, you can always find our playlists on Dean's Spotify. His name is Dean Hayden, so
wow,
take a look.
Doxed.
If you're ever like, these songs are amazing. That's right.
That's right.
Dean picks them, so good job, Dean. Anywho, we played a really fun game that we just have to hype up to everyone. Mm-hmm. We were at a cottage, and we played a game called Ransom Note, which,
yes,
you know, like when you're at someone's house, and they have those little magnet words on their fridge,
yeah,
so you can compose
like little,
a poem.
Yeah, yeah.
This is like a whole game where it gives you prompts, and you just, like, there's like a bag of words, and you have like a bunch of words in front of you, and then in order to fulfill the prompt, you have to like make a little tiny,
yes,
like
it's like Cards Against Humanity, but you're crafting it out of,
yes,
and it's not as
and it's
bleak.
Literally so funny. Like, I feel like I laughed out loud at so many of the things you come up with, because it's also just like you don't even have any like joining words, so it's also like caveman speak a little bit. It's very funny.
Yeah.
We did one especially. It was like, describe the Star Wars movies or
something.
Oh, yeah.
Here, let me pull that one up.
And it, like, the things we came up with were so hilarious.
Yeah. To summarize the Star Wars movie, we have one crazy flash beam. Do it, million majesty. Insidious aircraft incident. Bone count, 1,000. Complex space world, righteous guy champion.
Yeah.
And then, of course, this is home run from my dear co-host. Rogan princess, bomb trouble asset.
Yes.
It's literally the trouble asset. That's literally what happened.
You know? So, anyway, it's just very good. Like,
yeah,
honestly.
The thing has, like, 840 words.
Yeah.
So, like, you can't run out.
And it's, like, not that often where I play a game and immediately I'm like, I need to buy this game. Because
yeah,
it's, like, you know, a game is fun sometimes when you're, like, playing with friends and they have it or whatever. But I'm like, no, every single party I'm at now, like, I need to whip out this game and be like,
it's
we're
fun,
playing.
Dude.
I'm the person everyone hates that's like, let's play a game or whatever.
Yeah.
But sorry, this game is very funny. Like, it's,
yeah,
it made me laugh. So anyway.
So yeah, that's Ransom Note.
Yeah.
Check it out at Minotaur or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, folks, what do we have up next? We've got new Great Lake
you
swimmers.
Me?
It's called Caught Light. Here we go.
Call light, die for a while. Warm when the engine's running. Did what I could with what I had between hard places and disappointment. It's getting late and I'm too far in the strange and unfamiliar. Way off course, all around are reflections of reflections of reflections. Call life.
saying, see what I've been trying hard to keep myself from keep myself from revealing. I've got a real good feeling, dressed in my finest glitter, holding tight, trying hard not to be a quitter. There's a lump in my throat every day I wake up and think maybe I just can't deliver. Think that I can't deliver.
Hello, folks, and thank you for hanging out with us this Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We had a blast. We had all sorts of great new tunes. We respected the dead in various incarnations and incantations. We were ripping pepperonis. We just heard Begonia Juniper. Before that, we heard 23's a Baby by Blonde Shell. And at the top, a brand new track from Great Lake Swimmers that's called Caught Light.
Yes. Thank you for hanging out.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week. We're going to leave you with Last Stop, This Town by Eels.
That's right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Down.
What?
I'm gonna fly on. Hey, Kingston, looking to conserve water and save money? Utilities Kingston is once again offering its popular repurposed rain barrels. They help conserve treated water, reduce your environmental impact, and give new life to materials that might otherwise end up in a landfill. Rain barrels are just $71, including delivery, and are sold at cost to support sustainable water conservation. Order yours today at utilitieskingston.com/rainbarrels. KPP Concerts has a stacked lineup of all-ages concerts happening at the Broom Factory through the summer into early fall. On June 27th, check out Housewife, followed by Friday's Child at the Broom Factory on July 11th. Then on August 10th, enjoy music from hip-hop artist Matt Mac, followed later by The Dirty Nil on September 19th. Then on September 26th, it's Petite Belle Ivo and neo-grunge icons The Bridge City Sinners coming to town on September